Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so you've heard this. Again, I'm sure you've heard this when someone says, well, that's all I need to know about that person, right?
Yeah.
When something happens.
Sure.
That's all I need to know about this person. So Lane Kiffin.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't see that coming.
All you need to know about Lane Kiffin and exactly what kind of person he is, you got with one bit of news that broke yesterday afternoon is when it really seemed to be validated. You know Juice Kiffin?
I don't.
His Labrador Retriever that he was taking out on the field, taking pictures with.
Him.
No, he's got his own Twitter account.
Thankfully, I managed to miss all of that.
Thousands
somehow.
And thousands of followers.
He ain't better than Kurt Herstreit's dog.
Well,
that's all I see on the damn timeline.
Well, he was huge.
Don't get me started.
They trained him even to go out and get the kicking tee. You know that whole thing. Juice Kiffin, the Labrador.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it was all a lie.
What do you mean?
Wasn't his dog. He claimed it to be his dog. He you know, obviously took pictures, used it. It was a PR stunt. The dog didn't even live with him.
Oh, man.
This guy named Charles Parnum works at a kennel in Oxford, Mississippi. Quote, it's true that Juice was still in Oxford as of late yesterday, and he spends the overwhelming majority of his time under the care of his owner at Wild Rose, which is what it's called, for a couple of years now. And then the Twitter account of Juice himself, he was a PR stunt.
Dang.
He didn't even Rebel. He changed his handle. His name is Rebel Juice now. And he posted a video walking across the field, wagging his tail. And the caption says, day one, looking for dad. He left the dog there, which of course it wasn't his
dog. Yeah,
but he.
What if the dog is like a part of the office of head coach of the football team, like the governor's mansion?
Well, you heard
that
his handler, he lives and handles him at this Wild Rose.
Maybe
place.
Juice is just the coach's dog, and whoever's the coach gets the dog.
Dude, use the dog as like a PR.
I love college football. I want you to understand this. This is something that only comes up in college football.
Yes. Yes. But that's all I need to know about Lane Kiffin.
That's a hell of a way to have a dog, ain't it?
He didn't have a dog. He said he had a dog. He used him.
He said it was his
snuggling
dog.
And before games, you know, all these, you know, sideline fans and all this coming up and petting him and Lane Kiffin was standing there and all. Wasn't his dog.
And you know what?
It was a PR stunt.
Let me take a picture by this dog real quick and just say it's mine. That's like standing in front of a Lamborghini.
Yeah. And everybody, people do it. People just lean on somebody else's car.
Wasn't
putting
his dog.
Your butt cheeks on it. I'm with you. Like this is one of those things where, wow, this makes you look bad. But you know what the lesson is? Stop being fooled by people putting their dogs in front of you.
Yes.
That's why I said hold that thought with Kirk Herbstreit. Could it be? No, I'm just kidding. Kind of.
I mean, it don't matter if it's his dog or not.
The way that brother was crying on the stage the loss of his other dog, it better be his dog.
That's true. No, he travels with him and all that. Lane Kiffin, He tore out of Oxford and didn't even think about that dog.
He said, peace.
So they got dogs in Baton Rouge.
What that dog name again?
Juice. It's a shame what they did to that dog.
Literally. Man. Okay. Yeah. All right. At least thankfully, this is not like a Marley and Me situation. The dog is good, everybody.
Yeah.
No dogs were harmed in the making of this confession. So yesterday, I had a little bit of a... I had a long day just generally. Not that anybody cares, but... The end to the day was hanging out with our very own B. Scott. We went and got a couple of drinks. And, you know, in general, good conversation mm-hmm. with friends as one will have. I have to make this confession. And I say this with no happiness. I want you to know that. Like, mm-hmm. there's no glee. I gain no enjoyment from announcing this. But my confession is, I think B. Scott has got me to recognize in full that I am indeed a Reed hater.
Well, what?
Reed Shepherd hater.
Oh, I could have told you that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I, look.
I think you said Tommy told you a little wrong.
All yeah. right. I like Tommy. And I like Reed. I do as well. Yeah. But I recognize that I've held his yeah. lack of defense. Mm-hmm. Against
Reggie
him.
Don't believe in y'all.
I believe in him to a great degree. I believe in him to a great degree.
He wouldn't even
degree.
Give you a half a sack,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy told you. Man, what? I just made, actually, Remember I made said? Note of the fact that I'm not the one who gives out the sacks. I was the one who just made note of on the thing it said half a sack as opposed to a full one like you had said.
Remember when I said Reed Shepherd should maybe be the starter? Reggie's like, hell no.
That was the conversation. But it's because I think I am very old school in that if you can't guard your man, it's hard for me to respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not back down from that. If you can't get out here and put up a valiant effort of guarding your man. And I'm not talking about gambling to get steals. That hurts me.
Yeah.
And it has blinded me to some degree to some of the things that, I mean, and not blinded me, because I know that Reed does fantastic things, obviously gets his own shot in some of these things, good passer. But it is made it harder for me to appreciate those things because I have a hard time respecting you if you can't guard your man. And I feel like, it is fair to then categorize me as Reed hater, even though I very much want him to succeed and I like him as a player.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Welcome to the dark side.
Oh, look at the 3-4-6. I'm not a racist because at the same time, I will defend Riley Moss's honor to the death. I like white people. I feel like I can say that.
You got white friends.
I got plenty of white friends, man. You can ask anybody. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to not playing defense, that is something I can't abide by. Mm-hmm. And that's harmed me.
I like Christian McCaffrey.
I love Christian McCaffrey. I've drafted him numerous times in fantasy football. I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to confess to y'all, man, I did it. I talked about this random white dog. I even posted it on my social medias,
mm-hmm.
at the Figgy Fig, about this white dog that's just been hanging around my house.
Why you got to be a white dog, Fig?
Hey, a big-ass white dog, too, that people are kind of terrified of.
But we should note, not mean in any way.
No, it's not
mean. Looked like a big old sweetheart, actually.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, this stray dog, this big old stray dog. I don't even know what kind of dog it is, but it's been hanging around my house for a long time. And I think I brought it up in confessions where I was a little bit irritated because just be hanging around. And I think y'all kind of gave me a hard time. Like, oh, don't call a dog catcher, man.
I said call the dog catcher.
Yeah. Yeah. So at that point, I didn't want to do it because it was a sweet dog. What, it wasn't really bothering anybody up until what I think it was Saturday. I was watching the Ohio State-Michigan game. And I get a ring notification like, oh, is somebody at the door? I click the button. Look, I'm like, oh, it's that damn white dog just hang around my carport. And all of a sudden, he went right to my mailbox, lift his leg up, peed all over the mailbox.
Peed on your mailbox.
On the mailbox.
Was that the final straw?
Yeah. I'm like, man. Buddy,
how you going to pee on my mail?
Yeah. Yeah. So at that point, I'm like, all right, I got to call somebody.
But the good news is you made it clear there wasn't an aggressive dog when you called.
Yeah. And this is kind of part two to the confession. Mm-hmm. I feel like I probably should have made it more urgent because I mentioned like, hey, it seemed like a sweet dog, but it just keep hanging around, and I explained everything.
Yeah.
On my way home yesterday, I was talking to my sister. I was telling her about how I had to call 311 and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Pulled up, dog was right there.
That's right.
They'll get it though, and I think you did the right thing.
It was there this morning too.
Because it was.
Yes.
Because it'll get adopted. You should have a clear conscience. It's not like it's an aggressive dog. They're going to take it and they're going to put it down or anything. No, it'll get adopted.
It is kind of causing a little havoc, though.
But it's cute.
Yeah, it's funny because yesterday I was home and I was just so happened to be at the door. I seen a little girl getting off the bus and the dog was right there, right in the middle of the street, and she stopped. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, she is terrified. Yeah. I remember them days seeing the stray dog, and you like, uh-oh. And the dog started walking towards her. She started walking back. So what I did was open my door.
So get the attention.
Distract them a little bit. And Jackson started barking and all that other stuff. And he looked towards our way. And then the little girl kind of ran around the dog.
Yeah, no, you did home. You did the right thing, and I think it'll end up all right.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if the people I call, if they even going to come out at this point. Because I actually made two requests. So I made a request for the dog, and then around my street, this is how you know I'm getting kind of old. I was like, hey, it's a missing stop sign at the end of the street.
So and another thing.
By the way, it's a missing stop sign.
Now that I actually got you on the phone, I got a list of things I need y'all to fix.
Let's talk about potholes now.
Yes, yes. It need to put a sidewalk and some yellow paint right there because people be tripping and falling over there.
You know what? A speed bump wouldn't be bad.
Yes.
Yeah, all these people tearing through my neighborhood making all this noise.
It's
with
an
hippity
field over there with all that grass. That grass needs to be cut.
And all these long-haired youngsters.
Yeah. But I wonder if they even going to come out at this point because I never did anything like this.
I think they will. Yeah. They're going to have like a scroll of things that you've called them for, so they're going to have to.
Yeah, I hope they come out. But yeah. I felt bad, but it needs to be done, man. You can't be peeing on the mailbox, man.
Yeah.
That dog going to be around for at least another week or two.
I think
maybe.
So.
Yeah, but they'll get to it. They'll get to it.
I feel like he's...
It's a city, man.
Yeah.
You ever put out your green trash can?
Yeah. Clearly the government's going to get this done expeditiously. That's how that works. Yeah. There you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop.
It's a shame what he did to that dog.
Yeah. If this was a podcast, that would be the name of the episode.
Oh, man. All right. Having fun here on a Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I will try to keep my partner from talking too much Lane Kiffin because it's time for some college football on a Tuesday. What are we expecting from the final college football playoff rankings? Let's do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.